بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم اما بعد last week we commenced regarding Masjid al-Aqsa we will continue inshallah on Fridays regarding Masjid al-Aqsa and then move on from there when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would perform salah in the beginning they would stand in such a manner that the Kaaba Sharif would be between them and Baytul Muqaddas in this way They face both the Kaaba and Baytul Muqaddas while performing Salah. After making Hijrah to Madina Sharif for 16 or 17 months, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum only faced Baytul Muqaddas when performing Salah. They were unable to face the Kaaba Sharif as well as Baytul Muqaddas as both were in opposite directions from Madina Sharif. Thereafter, the Qibla of Baytul Muqaddas was cancelled and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded to face the Kaaba Sharif when performing Salah. The position which the Kaaba Sharif holds in the eyes of the Muslims today was the same position which Masjid al-Aqsa held to the Jews and the Christians of the past. Masjid al-Aqsa was the place to which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken during the journey of Mi'raj. On that occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken from Makkah Sharif to Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously gathered all the Anbiya alayhimus salam, over 100,000 Anbiya alayhimus salam and Rusuls from the past, from the time of Adam alayhi salam till Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to lead them in salah. This was a sign to indicate that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Imamul Anbiya, Wal-Rusul, he was the Imam of all the Prophets, Anbiya and Rusuls. After leading the Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken on the journey of Mi'raj through the seven heavens until he was shown Jannah and Jahannam and had the honor of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speaking to him. It was on this occasion that the gift of Salah was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is to note is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have taken Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarrama, from the Kaaba. It's not hard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From there Allah ta'ala could have made the arrangements and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have went to the seven heavens and witnessed everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Masjid al-Aqsa for us to understand the great position of Masjid al-Aqsa. And also nowhere it is recorded that the Anbiya alayhimus salam, every one of them gathered in any masjid and read salah like this, except in Masjid al-Aqsa. Again, to show the virtue and the great position of Masjid al-Aqsa. And then towards Qiyamah, Masjid al-Aqsa and Baytul Muqaddas will be the base of the Muslims, of the Muslim army in the time of Mahdi and Isa alayhi salam. And when Isa alayhi salam will descend, then he will descend also at Masjid al-Aqsa. Different narrations, explanations are given that the preferred view is that Isa alayhi salam will descend in Baytul Muqaddas from that side, from the side that is facing Damascus. So Isa alayhi salam will descend there. That will be the headquarters of the Muslims. And Dajjal will be killed also in Bab-e-Lud, which is close to Tel Aviv, in that area. So Isa alayhi salam will be there, the Muslims will be there, and that will be the headquarters of the Muslims. There's great significance for these lands, Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa. We continue making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve and remove the difficulties that the Muslims are facing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory to the Muslims. And that day is definitely coming. As we said, looking at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, most surely and most definitely that day is coming when the leader will be selected and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us those lands. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it soon, make it a reality. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.